This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Can I have a case of samples? Which, believe me, is a load.
What the devil's that?
I get deeper than a scuba diver. Better ratings on the street than an Uber driver. So have a listen, mate, act as if this isn't great. You know I go in like I'm acting in Prison Break. Every lyric sprayed is the greatest in a different way. Whenever you spray, it's just the same shit, different day. I got the crude stuff streaming like an oil rush. I poke a lot of fun at your shit, royal flush. Mud rich, but we're lyrically absolute. Bet you fall short like a midget with a parachute. You've forgotten how to MC, chaps. You ain't got a gift, you got empty raps. I'm the best in the business, stressing these bitches, getting more hoes than Vietnamese dishes. And it really isn't hard to see what you're about. You've been living off garbage like Oscar the Grouch. If you didn't think that I was trouble, then you're fully wrong. My bars are solid gold, that's how the fuck I get my bully on. You walk around thinking whatever you spit is cool, it's out of this world. It's the chronicles of ridicule, my bars are graffiti. I'm a writer and destroyer. You'll say you're the cream, but nigga, I prefer soya. I don't think I'll ever have nicer words for you. Like it's all good, man, I ain't Heisenberg's lawyer. We've been rolling around doing some other things, but don't get it twisted, we're still the fucking kings. Still hold it down, we got the flow and ting. Hold my crown, bruv, I'm going in.
See, I know my art, I know my first bazaar. Watch it weather any storm like it's Noah's Ark. No, I can't hear anybody trying to be negative. Contain my wind if you ain't even dealt with overdraft. Plant a seed and grow a plant. I hear these rappers and their art and integrity seems to grow apart. I used to listen to these rappers and I'd only laugh. Now I've had a change of heart like I'm Tony Stark. Got insight and a diaphragm, but their vibes are so flat I don't even need to Iron Man. People make assumptions only, I know my final plan. I know I'm sitting on fire like a frying pan. What's the X sizzle? Yes, Rizzle. Never academic as our best middle. Ayo, you never gave me that respect, don't expect little. You see, exams make me laugh, but now girls want my test to go. Exam laugh, get it, not a damn chance. Only get my filler bars, I'm that smart. You see, my race came with hurdles, but I never played the black card. Now I'm only ever taking charges on my black card. Didn't dumb down, I wised up. People seem to get a nice buzz from bragging that they supply drugs. Might be selling class A's, you ain't selling glass. Now the classes above you are saying nice one.
We've been rolling around doing some other things, but don't get it twisted, we're still the fucking kings. Still hold it down, we got the flow and ting. Hold my crown.
One type of brain is like a train, a tidal wave of ideas. I'm the same whether I'm on stage or I write a page or I'm trying to make movies with the title name beside my face. Despite the fame, my rhyming game is like Michael Payne in a cycle lane. I dutty ride a kick and snare with a twist of rizzle there. Three kings with a different air, skin that shit in here. Spark it and watch the paper sizzle till it isn't there. Live a wild life, I'm a grizzly bear. Listen bro, you can't ever get me pigeonholed. Kill him with a blow, with a flow or a sicker joke. On the ends with some nutty fuckers that are game ready. Then I'm on the same telly with Lorraine Kelly. Halfway to an OBE, but when the queen hands them out, bruv, you won't see me. I'm a role model, rolling with models and won't follow the trends. So I'm the man of yesteryear and tomorrow. I'm old school London chief, I ain't even reach. Keep your farmers markets, man, fuck a quiche. And your sourdough, why you looking sourdough? We're the guys that lower your house prices, how it goes. A born star in council estate courtyards. Now I ball hard, ticking winnings on my scorecard. See, I'm more advanced, doper than the Tour de France. I only gave up rap to give you all a chance.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
It's motherfucking Friday!
Oh!
Yeah, Friday!
It's the Jack Mate Show with Tom Little Nozza.
Can you smell it?
I can smell you. And producer Will.
Oh, can you smell me?
Oh, it stinks! What?
Can definitely smell you.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a really delightful way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
A really potent smell.
Potent smell of brie.
Here we are!
It's the Jack Mate Show.
We're back.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. As I keep banging on about, it's the Jack Mate Show. How are you doing, Tom? All right?
I'm really well, thank you, sir. How are you?
Why are you really well?
Well, I was going to be doing something off the show today, filming, and now I got cancelled, so I've got a free evening.
Oh, so you was going to be working, but now you're not.
Essentially, yes.
Celebrate good times. Come on!
No work. Well, you good?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. I'm very, 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 very well.
Oh, why very, 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 very well?
Just happy to see you both. It's nice in here that we haven't got the cameras.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, the last few weeks we've had the cameras in the studio. Now we haven't. So we've got a lot more room, and there's a little bit of a breeze now. Do you know what I mean? There's not sweaty cameramen and
they
all
were
that,
really nice, though, those
they
guys.
Were. Lovely bunch of guys. I had really good fun doing all that.
Yeah, I miss them. I miss them, not their the space that they consume. No, they weren't fat. I just mean, we take up space as well, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you couldn't swing a cat in here, could you?
You couldn't swing a cat, and no. We've brought our cats today, and so, they're going to be swung later.
They're going to stay out there.
Oh, talking to cats. later on in the show, we've got the Fratocrats.
Kind of works.
Loosely.
Heard of it.
Mike and Jacob Truman coming in, which I'm a little bit anxious about, because obviously I only speak to Mike. I don't know why that's obvious, that's a fact you'd know, but I do. So I'm hoping I can differentiate between the two of them, because they are identical twins.
Maybe just subtly get a marker and mark on one of their cheeks.
Yeah. Put an M. Is that how you learnt your left and right?
No, I just knew him.
Just knew him. You came out of the womb. You was like,
I had to do that.
Left.
Oh, doctor, this was me right.
Norfolk's that way. You don't live in.
No, I don't.
What did you do for your left and right?
That was left hand L shape, right hand backwards.
But that's also an L. But it's just a backwards L.
Yeah. Left.
Left is left.
When I was little and I learned how to spell the word bed, if you got the B and the E then the D, you could put a mattress on there and it would stay.
Yeah.
How I learned how to spell bed.
Yeah.
B's and D's. Yeah. Why don't say it like that? That's a good one.
No, it reminds me of
if you don't know what I mean, do you?
If you write boob. No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It looks like a bed.
You put a mattress on that.
Yeah. You know what you mean. Yeah.
Well, you put a mattress on that. If you spell the word B with a capital B, double O B, do you know this?
Well, boobs,
so,
yeah.
So
I know boobs.
Imagine a capital B.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks like boobs from a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
And then you've got the two O's. Again, looks like boobs from a frontal view. Then you've got a low B, which looks like a side boob. So you get boobs made up of like three different types. Highbrow here on the Jack Mate Show. Who we got coming in? Mike and
what
Jacob.
What about the world?
already spoke about Mike and Jacob. We got.
We're gonna have a little catch up. We're just gonna get to know each other again. It's been a while since we've like sat down and chatted.
It's been a while.
Except all day. I've been here since noon.
Don't root. The fourth wall has been
magic,
broken.
Magic. What you got coming up this weekend, producer William?
I'll tell you in a bit.
Mm?
I'll tell you in a bit. I'll tell you in a bit.
You're a man of
the mystery.
Oh, yeah. We'll find out after a bit. 21 Pilots.
Oh, okay.
What, right now?
Yeah.
All right then. Come on then.
Ride me.
Ride
me.
Peace of mind. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignore them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling. So I'm taking my time on my ride.
I've been thinking too much. I've been thinking too much. Help me. I've been thinking too much. Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
That was 21 Pilots with Ride. Not 22 Pilots. Oh, no. 21.
Tell you what, Jack. I would love to see them play live.
Yeah. Would you, Will?
Oh, yeah. I'd give it everything.
If only they came to the UK.
I'm going to let you in on a little something here.
What is it? Oh, what is it? You got me a present.
Nah.
You got me a present.
You know what you'd love to see live? What was it again? Remind me.
I'd love to see 21 Pilots
live
play a gig in the UK.
And you said you would, Will.
I concurred.
Yeah?
He concurred all over the carpet.
I saw him live.
What? No, what?
Fuck off. What?
I saw him live in Brixton 2 nights ago.
Come what? Again.
What? Brixton O2 Academy.
What a venue.
Brixton O2 Academy.
He said, what a venue.
What a venue.
It wasn't saying
oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Jack's looking repeat. Brixton O2 Academy.
That was good.
Did you have a good time, my friend?
It was lovely.
Any support acts that start from the beginning of the night?
There was a support act. They were called...
Was it the Call-In?
Transviolet.
Rasmus.
The Call-In? What did they sing?
Last so
lately, I've been wondering...
I thought it was
last and insecure.
No, it's that. Do that. Do
you I'm doing the fray.
You will go.
Yeah, I'm doing the fray.
Go by. Down low.
Yeah, that.
Nah.
Nice.
Run away.
So, were there any support acts?
Yeah, Transviolet.
Any good? Would you recommend?
A bit like. Yeah.
Heard of it.
Paramore. If Paramore sort of couldn't be arsed.
Oh. a chilled out Paramore.
Yeah, Paraless.
Ooh, I like that. That was quick.
Nah, they were alright. But yeah, 21 Pilots were good.
They're on
good.
To the main event. Yeah, didn't you say they were on a balcony at one point?
Yeah, it's just sort of the lights went black, and then you know the venue, don't you? It slopes up, and then you got the upstairs balcony, and then you open your eyes again to the stage. But the lead singer, he's not there anymore.
Where is he?
No, come on.
He's behind you, up on the balcony. And he's wearing a balaclava.
Why?
And it looks like he's going to jump, but the whole time I think there's no way you're going to jump there, because not only are you going to hurt yourself, you could kill a few people down below.
Rock and roll, baby.
It's like a woman in black.
Yeah, yeah. Except the man in the balaclava.
Kind of.
Heard of it?
And he didn't jump. No, he just sort of sung a bit up there, and then explosions, and then yeah, finished.
Was he on some sort of safety harness?
No, he's just stood on the edge like that, just going a car radio. And now I just sit in silence. And now I just sit.
Sounds like it was a really bad gig.
That was really good.
Oh, okay.
He was doing all the sounds as well, which was really good. Everybody.
Oh, God, you know this one. Boom. No, it was good. It was good. It was a laugh. And then last night I went, because me and my girlfriend have been in London for the last few days. We thought, what are we going to do tonight? It's a Thursday. Apparently, there's a comedy club on Leicester Square, 99 Club. Ever heard of it?
Heard of it.
You ever heard of it?
No. Rumour has
it's
it.
Big, it's big. Yeah. Well, we heard that James Acaster was going to be playing, obviously friend of the show. And
not your show, mate. He doesn't like you.
Yeah, no. So we thought we was going to go check him out, but we turned up and there's three different comedians, but they're all very good, and I had a well of a time.
You were telling me about an elderly chap.
Yeah, it was the guy who headlined it was 88 years old.
88, Tom, you heard that?
Hell of an age.
Yeah.
What an age.
Sol Bernstein. Who was?
Sol Bernstein.
Sol Bernstein, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought, because of his age and, like, you know, old people can often be offensive accidentally, I thought, oh, he's going to be another Roy Chubby Brown. I couldn't stand that.
No. So,
but he was offensive, but in a funny way.
Interesting fact about Roy Chubby Brown. His real name is Royston Veazey, and that's also the name of the village where people live in League of Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays the mayor of it.
As well, he's in it.
He plays the mayor of Royston Veazey, but they named it after him.
Really?
Another interesting fact next week.
Oh, well, I kind of feel like I can't top that.
Should we end the show?
See you later, guys.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
I'll tell you what else I've been doing.
What else you've been doing?
You know, remember last week on the show I said that tomorrow, so last Saturday, I had a house viewing.
Yeah.
Went swimmingly.
Yeah.
Has she got a swimming pool?
No.
That's a swish, man.
No, yeah, no, it went really, really well.
Yeah.
I put in a little application, thought, I'll have this.
Signed an offer, as it's more commonly known.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Signed on the dotted line.
Yeah.
It's mine.
Oh!
Thank you very much.
Oh!
Yeah.
Can I, for renting? It always sounds like, when you say it, it always sounds like you put an offer in, as in you...
No, he's got it, Tom. Yeah, bring him down.
I'm not bringing him down.
Put an offer in. $8.50 it was. A month.
Yeah. Negotiated him down to
$8.50. Yeah, I got him down from $8.50 to $8.50. It was a good offer. Yeah. You can't haggle goods.
Exactly. He knows what he's doing, Tom.
I'm not saying he doesn't, William.
So I move in 2 weeks' time, so you boys are welcome to
Hang on a minute.
What?
Stop the presses.
Who's at the door?
Stop the presses.
Knock.
Ow.
Is that Wing on the phone? I don't need your double bed anymore, mate. So I'm moving out.
You're moving out as well.
Yeah.
You don't need the bed.
No.
Oh, where are you moving?
I don't know why I'm pointing to this radio. I'm moving up the road from where our office is, about 20 minutes away. So
it's a walk to work.
Yeah, I can walk to work.
What's the local amenities like around there? You got shops, you got pubs.
There is a pub.
What's it called? The new local, I guess.
The Shaftesbury Tavern.
I don't like that name.
No? Shilly's going to get their back up about that, mate.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, especially with the sponsorship deal that we've worked on.
Oh.
No. There's a
Who are you moving with?
My friend Emma. Ooh. You met Emma?
I have not met Emma.
She told you about the Hannah though, didn't she? She told you about them?
She band? Did tell me about the Hannah, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
But I only found out through you.
Yeah, well, she sent you the link and you didn't click on it for some reason.
No,
she didn't. Good friend.
Anyway, I'm moving in with her. She's a really good friend.
Nice to meet you, Emma. Well, I've not met her.
Nice to meet you, where you've been. I can show you a great amount of things.
Seven.
Who sings that, Jack?
3, 2, 1.
You lost the show! It's the Tom Mate Show now. That's how it works.
I can show you a great amount of things. Oh, it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, too late though.
Yeah.
Too late.
I'll have to win the show back by doing great content for an hour and a half.
So we do house parties on Fridays in London and then house parties in Norwich on the Saturday.
And then we'll go to my parents' house and we'll just chat to them about how much fun we had after.
So we'll have a Sunday lunch at your parents' on the Sunday?
Yes!
There's no house parties going down at mine.
Oh, why?
Fucking hell.
Because there was a little bit of a catch.
No, fuck that!
No, honestly, there was a little bit of a catch.
Oh, was it?
The damage deposit on the house was £700, which I think is a fair amount. And when the landlord found out there was three guys moving in, all with under the ages of 25, he tripled the damage deposit, so it's £2,000 damage deposit.
That doesn't mean that just means if you break shit, you have to pay for it.
Exactly, but house parties equals breaking shit.
I don't know what kind of people you hang out with.
It's more like a kind of after dinner drinks vibe.
Prinks.
Yeah, like
we're going to be prinking.
No, there'll be some prinks going on, and there's a game that I want to play with you guys, which is called, it's the full name. I made it. Is called Swiggle Giggle. So if you giggle, you're going to swiggle. And but we shortened it down to Swy Guy because it sounds a bit more professional. But you just literally look at someone, anyone in the room, and you ask them a question, and they have to look at someone else and ask them a question. And if you just crack up,
I've played that. I've put it something else.
Yeah, you probably.
I thought you made it up.
I did fucking make it up.
All right,
I made it up. You just renamed it.
No, I've made it up.
Yeah.
I did. I think actually it is actually taking it's taking a game. And it's making it better. But
guys, I've got a game I made up.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah,
it's like a board with four corners. And right. One of the corners, you actually go to jail.
Oh.
And there's like five metal pieces.
That actually sounds really cool.
What's
it called?
Dice Money.
Dice Money.
Nice. You should probably like put some like London street names around it, and then people can buy them. I made up a drinking game.
Shit.
I made up a drinking game. You have to line up these cups in a row. you have to throw a ball in. If you get it in, well, you are drinking that.
All right, wait a second. Well, tell me what game that's actually called. Then go on, mate.
Beer pong.
No, not that. You're not the one. You can't. Your one.
We call it bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Which I am smelling a lot of now, does it?
Tom's inventions. We'll set the Dragon's Den on the phone. Yeah, we'll get them in. Tom's got a few more ideas.
Why would they invest in a drinking game?
Huh?
Why would they invest in a drinking game? Why would they invest in a drinking game?
Banner Time would. Oh, I saw him on Leicester Square a couple of weeks ago. And
any good?
He was having a few drinks.
And a few...
Thinks. He was thinking, he was thinking and drinking. That's what most people do.
Stinking.
Yeah, he was.
In his lower quarter.
Yeah.
Tom, what have you been up
that'd
to?
That'd be his feet.
Lower quarter, his knees down.
what have I been up to?
Oh, his shins stink.
Smelly shins.
Shinless mitts. Doesn't really work. I have been doing a lot of work recently, as well as doing my YouTubes.
How's that going? Are you enjoying it? First month in, are we now? Three videos in.
Seems longer.
I think I'm 4 videos in.
Yeah, 4.
Oh, introductory, 2 vlogs.
Introductory.
And and the latest release.
Yeah, sexy one.
Sexy time. Are you enjoying it?
I am still enjoying it, yes. It's very hard to kind of balance everything and do everything at the same time.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah. I mean,
less to get up at 2 in the afternoon.
At 2 in the afternoon to do a couple of videos a week, which you might do, and then
Jesus,
I've been very scheduled the last month and a half.
Yeah,
I got my life on track, boys.
Yeah,
hitting the gym, doing videos every Tuesday, moving out.
Hard to get hold of yourself sometimes when you discuss stuff.
Right? Yeah, well, it's because I'm working out usually.
Oh,
yeah,
come on, talk. Seems to be.
Might get one of them phone straps for my biceps. You can contact them.
Yeah, I think it'll be very tight on the old.
Leave a message. There's a lot of room. Oh, dearie me. Dearie me. What's the time?
What are you doing at the weekend?
What am I doing?
What are you doing?
Not a lot. Just go have a quiet one.
Do you want to...
That sounds nice.
Yeah, what about you?
My mum and dad are coming to London.
Are they? Lovely. Yeah. Judith and...
Where are they staying?
Hotel.
Easy Hotel.
London Bridge. No, I don't know what it is. It's not an easy one.
It's not an easy one.
Yeah, it's not.
You have to pass a quiz. You have to pass a quiz to get in here.
It's not. You want the room key, do you?
The tricky quiz.
Guess the room number. Mm. This key only fits one of our 1,000 doors.
No, but that'd be up. It'd be lovely to see
it. It will, actually. Talking about keys and doors, this. You told me once you went to one of those rooms, those mystery rooms.
Did you?
Yeah, but I went. I've seen them.
So I was very intrigued, but basically, so if people don't know what it is, there's a thing you can pay, and you go into this room, and then you're locked in there, and it's kind of a bit of a quiz, a puzzle to try and get out of the room again. There's loads of things you have to work out and get clues from the room in order to escape the room.
Oh, right.
Which sounds, and the ones I've seen, like my friend did it in Sheffield and Manchester, and it looked really good, like the room's all plushed out.
Mm.
We get to this, how to describe it nicely? Shithole in Birmingham, and
I wonder why it's a shithole.
and we get taken to the room.
And there's a sign of me flipping up.
and then we get
Mr. Murray Gray, that had been up in Leicester when he carry on football joke.
And then we get in, and the bloke shuts the door, and he's like, "You've got 1 hour to unlock the thing." So room start. You've got 2 torches. First puzzle.
This sounds like you went to a rip off one.
Yeah,
you just turned up at some guy's house. He went, right, as a kid, it doesn't fit the door. You've got an hour to try and get out.
It's like an abandoned office. Imagine this, abandoned. It was like this. So we came into this room, essentially.
Right.
And the first one was on a cabinet. Like, you had to unlock a thing. Mate just goes up to it, just touch it. Bearing in mind, we paid £80 between the six of us to get in. It touches the cabinet, lock just falls off.
Ooh.
And you get one clue. Okay. Yeah. Hello, mate. Yeah, we just pressed the cabinet and the lock's falling off. Is that meant to happen? No, sorry, that's not meant to happen. So that's the first one, and the clue's wasted as well. Ringing up, it was shit. We didn't even solve it. £80 down the
fuck
drain.
Me.
How can you not solve something where if you touch it, the lock falls off?
There's 4 other ones after that,
and you couldn't get through them.
No.
Why?
But the sound.
We've ruined one clue already.
I thought you were about to say you walked in there and then just 2 big buckets of keys, like one of those gets you out.
Well, that would have been more fun. And at least you knew what you were getting.
So how did you get out if you didn't get out?
The bloke comes after an hour.
Like, oh, you stupid cunt.
But he's like, he was just like a really dour teenager. He wasn't like an actor, like going, oh God, you're going to get out? What's going to happen? When he's like, oh, time's up.
Time's up. Next people.
Fucking hell, we put £80 to be in here.
Did you lose your property damage deposit as well on breaking the cabinet? Jack comes in, you bastard, that's what I have an house party.
Oh, that's quality.
So yeah, don't go to Lock and Key in Birmingham.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I'm just
Lock and Key parties is a very different thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You ever been to a Lock and Key party?
No.
We should send you on some
a good forward defence there.
Some speedy date things.
I really want to do speed dating.
When you do speed dating, I want you to do Lock and Key, and also do that one which is about the smelling of the clothes.
I've done Lock and Key.
What's
right?
That called? That's called.
Look at that.
What?
I was just watching a kid climb over a fence outside.
Why?
There's a gate there. Just go through the gate, you fucking mug. Oh look, now they're kicking a Coke. Should we carry on with the show?
That's a full bottle of Coke as well.
That's a full bottle of Coke they're kicking. Look, he's climbing over it. Look. Mate.
It's fine.
Well, now
they're doing parkour.
Come on. I need to do lock and key.
What's this smelling clothes thing you're on about?
It's what is it called? A pheromone party.
That's it.
Where basically people would wear a top for a day, they put it in a bag, and you smell the clothes, and because a lot of the attraction is to do with smell. So you smell it and you're like, oh, I like the smell of number 26, and at the end it reveals who you've kind of partnered with on that. You don't have to take it anywhere from that, but it's just you can choose a number of bags. But there's pheromone, there's lock and key, and then there's a
the traditional speed dating. I'd like to do speed dating.
I'd like to send you on that and then get
what
some
should I do
back.
For speed dating? Oh, go on.
I would love to see the pheromone party run by the same guy that ran your Just six vests from JD.
I'm sorry, mate. This is just actually a nappy. Do you like it? Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's cute, but where are they?
That would be it.
This just smells like pot noodle. It is a pot noodle. I've just taken a lid off a pot noodle.
That would be it.
90 quid, please.
I need my money.
Shall we go to a little song?
Little diddy.
Little boogie.
As long as it's little.
I like Catfish in the Bottle Men's new one.
Do you?
Yeah, sound check that, shall we? It's called Soundcheck.
Catfish.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie. I want you. And I race through soundcheck just to meet you on your fire break. You convince me to put life aside.
Presents Sarah Love and My Stiggy. all of them tunes, they infiltrate your life without you giving permission.
No, I watched it just because I heard people talking about the way she's carrying on, and she's going on like a gangster now.
Who are we talking about,
Beyonce,
by the way?
She's believing
her own
hype.
She starts off and she's like, you need to stop talking all this Illuminati trash you're hitting. You're just thinking, what did this
But did you see what
about?
She done at the Super Bowl?
Banging the shit out of her. She's turned into a male Jay-Z, man. That's what the fuck happened there, mate.
Every Monday, Sarah Love and My Stiggy from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
If you want to pick a song, man.
That's a great song, man. That's sick.
Oh, the tune that, man.
There's a tune that, man. Oh, God, that was safe thing, man. Cheers for that, Bredwin.
Do you like that, man?
What are you singing on water for, fam?
Will.
Oh, you want those pussy holes, fam?
Chill out, Will, mate.
What Willie wants? Oh, when I'm asking you things and you're telling me what Willie wants.
So this week on What Willie Wants, we thought, as the Oscars is coming up, we might do a little Oscars-based What Willie Wants.
That's right, Jeff. This is correct.
Ooh. Coming in from Caledonian Road, the stinkiest show in the whole of London town. It's the Jack Mate Show.
That's quite, Tom. Thank you. Welcome to the Jack Mate Awards. It's Oscar season. We're great to have you in our company today. We're going to be going through What Willie Wants. It's a usual feature on the show. And we're going to be picking directors, actors and actresses to combine for my favourite film.
So essentially, the boys have to take turns to pick their favourite actor, their favourite actress, and their favourite director. Not necessarily favourites, I should say, but more so in a dream world, in a dream state. If you could have your ideal film, who would play the lead man, the lead girl, and who would direct the fucking thing?
And at the end of the day, it'd all be me that's making that decision.
Because, as we said, it's What Willie Wants. Let's find out what Willie wants.
That was lovely.
That was fucking bang on.
Keep that, Adam. That's the best thing we've ever done.
Keep that. Don't delete that bit.
Let's just put that on repeat next week.
Yeah. 1632. Yeah. Well, that's a trail clip done. Right, good work, lads.
All right. Yeah. So basically, you want a film this week, don't you?
Is that what you want, Will?
That's what I want.
Willie wants that.
I want it.
So, Tom, you can have the honours of going first. Okay. If you could have any lead guy in a film, who would it be?
Okay. You're going to think I'm being a right little pretentious little mughead.
What, because it's going to be someone I've never heard of?
No, well, you might have heard of him. I'm not going to say you haven't.
Oh, who's it going to be?
As a male actor called Craig Roberts.
Hang on, let's go director first.
Oh, well,
I'm on actors, mate.
Well, no, well, we're doing, I've said it now, so people are going to be like, oh, I know what you said already.
Yeah. Let's do actors now.
All right. Probably end on a director. I would have thought that's how you.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a Jackmate show.
Oh, sorry, just because the running order says director.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we said in the pub. It's fine, fair enough.
Didn't say anything in the pub, did
you? Yeah, no, because you went there because you were late.
Was I late?
I see Oscars. Let's not have a meltdown. Jesus.
Christmas fucking dinner.
Go on, Tom.
I knew it back.
We're all friends here.
After the quarrel,
it's okay. So I picked Craig Roberts, and he starred in the film Submarine.
Oh, I thought he was the voice for Robot Wars.
That is Craig Charles.
Yeah,
easy mistake to make.
Kind of
not really.
He's a young actor who played in the film Submarine. He's very awkward, nice guy.
I know.
Very dry. Okay. Kind of guy. And also I actually met the guy when I was working on Phone Shop. I gave him a fried breakfast and he was really polite and nice.
Lovely.
So I thought, you know what, because he's nice, I'll have him in the film.
Right.
I'm going to hire him. I think he brings a lot of charm. He just seems like, I think he's just going places.
So is he as nice on air as he is off air?
Well, in the film Submarine, he plays a very nice guy, a bit like insecure and whatnot.
Oh.
But Submarine is a brilliant film if you haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
Who's it directed by?
The guy from the IT Crowd, Richard.
Adioti.
Yeah, he directed it. It's really good.
And Alex Turner wrote the theme, the soundtrack as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
100% Honey P.
That's cool.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Honey P. My lead guy I've gone for is Jesse Eisenberg, obviously a more well-known person, because he's shy but mysterious. So he's kind of like that nerdy kid at school,
right?
Who, like, you just sort of ignore.
What's he been in?
Until he shoots the place up. He's been in The Social Network.
Oh, him.
Yeah, you know him with the curly head?
Yeah.
I think he was in Zombieland
as
well.
He was in Zombieland as well.
Yeah, so put Jesse Eisenberg in his lead role, and you're going to get tension, you're going to get mystery, then hopefully you're going to get a load of sort of dead kids. Oh, I'm joking. Some of them will be alive.
I don't get that reference.
What, because he's like the shy but nerdy kid at school that you ignore until he shoots the place up. It's a film!
It
happens at every school.
It's fictional. It's not real.
Bowling Fortnite.
So, you know, he could play play in my film, he could play a proper wrong'un, but yet he's still kind of likable. Do you know what I mean?
So like when he plays Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Why does he get come back from shooting a load of kids?
No, he's not. The film.
Surely the greatest comeback of all time.
Is this film a rom com?
The film isn't going to be a. He's not going to shoot any kids. I'm just saying.
Is he shooting them?
If it came to it, he would do it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, if I looked on like BuzzFeed tomorrow and there was an article like Jesse Eisenberg's killed 3 kids in like Idaho, I'd be like, yeah.
Why Idaho?
Just that seems like a place where stuff happens.
Allegedly. I don't know why he went to Idaho, and I think we should move on.
Yeah,
all right.
It's fictional.
I think what we learned from the first round in that game is think before you speak.
It's fictional. A film, right, in which he kills a baby. Right. It's fictional.
Yeah, I know it's fictional.
Yeah, let's make it worse.
Get your hand off that dump button. Like, it's fictional.
A film with him and his friend Ian Watkins. Just
all right. Round one done.
Yeah.
Round one done.
Well, Ian Watkins is worshipped because of his taste in women.
And we're back.
Welcome back to the Oscars.
Okay, so we've got to pick a winner from the first round. It was obviously a interesting and indifferent round, and we've got to find a winner. And of course, there are only winners and lots of losers in this game. So the first round actually goes to... I'm going to take it to Craig Roberts, because if he's not killing kids, he can appear in film. Stop doing that. All right, now we move on to actress, and I would like Jackmate.
Okay,
start.
I've gone for Rosamund Pike.
How many babies has she drowned?
she is the main woman in Gone Girl.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
So she's mysterious, bit nerdy, also a little bit fit. The perfect match for Eisenberg in many ways. In fact, I can't believe they haven't partnered up before. Go on.
She's quite easy to hate. I mean, obviously she played their character very well in Gone Girl.
What's her name?
Rosamund Pike.
But she played that like psycho bitch well. She's a great actress.
Great versatile role there.
Rosamund
Pike. Could you get that out of your head when you're watching another film?
What, her?
I think when some people play a certain character and they nail it so hard, it's very hard to get that out of your head.
No, because, well, D-Cap manager, doesn't he?
Don't call him D-Cap.
I know him.
D-Cap.
What? Come on, we've called him D-Cap before, haven't we?
No!
Yeah. No. I'll just have a look at a picture of her.
Yeah?
She's one.
She's one.
Yeah.
She's one.
I don't rate her that much. I don't think she's like super sexy, but she's good at. She's versatile. She's very talented, and the film Gone Girl's great. So I think if we put her and Jesse Eisenberg in a film together, they'd be both a couple of shy but mysterious. They'd go around killing people for cash and whatnot. It'd be like The Hateful Eight meets Now You See Me meets Gone Girl, twists turn Death Blood and more bloody twists.
She's perfect for me, she is.
Perfect for you.
Adam, we put a picture of it. Oh, he's gone.
We'll tweet a picture of
Gone
her.
Guy. So,
we'll tweet a picture of Rosamund Pike with no context around it whatsoever. We'll just tweet a picture.
No, because the people that are listening to the show will get the context.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we will tweet a picture with no context.
Oh, yeah, I thought you'd
been... That's the kind of guys we are.
Yeah, you're being ironic.
And yeah, well, gone, Tom.
Well, my one is slightly a little... different to that. You know, you pick Gone Girl, and that's a very crazy, frantic, and very kind of mentally
whirlwind.
Draining film. Yeah, Whirlwind.
Yeah.
I've gone for a film similar in taste, based around a woman as well, called Nanny McPhee. And Emma Roberts, I really like her as a person. She seems so nice.
Oh, you
in
know
interviews.
Her, do you? You know her.
Well, in interviews, Jack.
Right.
How many interviews have you seen of that bird?
Quite a few.
You got a calendar, mate. Sorry. Doesn't count.
Usually, me and my mate D-Cap are watching YouTube.
I've just been on the laptop again. It's evening up. Carry on.
You really like Rosamund Pike now, don't you, Will?
Put it in your pike and smoke it.
I don't know. I really like Emma Roberts though now.
But Emma Roberts is just a really nice. Seems really nice in that, and she always plays a nice person. So I want her to play in my film a bad person.
Boom, boom, boom.
Because I think it's really so good twist. Seeing it when you see such nice people play dark roles. I like it when you get that.
Give me an example.
Like when Johnny Depp played in Black Mass. I know he doesn't always play nice roles, but he usually plays something quite lovable. When he played that kind of dark character, it's like, fuck.
I'll give you an example. When Buzz Lightyear turns bad in Toy Story 2.
That's a great shout. That's a great shout.
Tim Allen.
Great shout.
Tim Allen.
Tim Toolman Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
What's that?
No. Home Improvement, never watched that?
No.
Nah, no one has.
What about my mate Decap, the role he plays.
DiCaprio,
the role he plays in Django is quite a contrast.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I watched it the other day.
What, for the first time?
No, I've seen it before, but Caitlin hadn't seen it, so we watched it.
Did she like it?
She did, she thoroughly enjoyed it.
Do you like Shutter Island?
I fucking love Shutter Island.
We're like the those
frat crats.
Yeah.
Jesus, God.
That was weird.
We should, I like that.
He's gone.
Tom's emotional over there.
Tom, your first two choices, are they brother and sister?
Oh, I didn't even realise that. No.
Emma Roberts, Craig Roberts. Oh. Who next? Owen Roberts?
He's Owen. The runner. What? No, the footballer for Norwich.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of.
With nose at front teeth. Jason Roberts, the ex Blackburn striker. Who knows?
Who knows?
Has he ever directed a film? Maybe.
Who cares? The winner of that round is...
It's going to be me, is it?
Jack May.
Oh, thank you, mate.
That's so bizarre.
Sets us up for a grand finale
I clarify, for the last round, we're going to do the director, the kind of style, as well as the film and the plot.
Because
I've made my plot up.
Well, you should have probably told me to do the same thing then. Well,
it's on your sheet, Jack. It's on your sheet.
Yeah, that's why I saw it on the sheet.
Right. All right. All right.
Jack, Tom, you go first.
I'll go first. Give you some time.
Yeah.
Do you want some? What sort? Of, actually, no. Carry on.
So my director, surprisingly, will be Wes Anderson.
Oh, I love Wes Anderson.
Because I just love the colours and I love the symmetry and it's just shot lovely. And it was very dry humour as well, which is what I like. Hence why I think Craig Roberts would fit into that. Because Submarine was kind of a similar kind of ilk to a Wes Anderson film. So I thought having him in it would be great. But as I said, I want Emma Roberts to play... I wanted to play something evil.
Right.
And then I thought... Because Wes Anderson films are quite bizarre in terms of like what they're about, so I thought she'd play a witch, and I thought the film would be called The Witching Hour.
Like Nanny McPhee, she plays a witch, doesn't she?
Is she a witch?
Yeah, I think Nanny McPhee is a witch,
but she's a nice witch.
Nah, she's a bit of a bitch.
She's not a bitch.
She's a bitch witch.
She's not a bitch witch.
She is a bitch.
She doesn't switch from bitch witch to... No, in this one, she's just a dark, evil witch. It's called Witching Hour, and she has a special clock, and Craig Roberts has to fix that clock for something to happen. I don't know yet. Wes Anderson hasn't written it all.
Okay.
But it's going to be very dry, look beautiful, and Emma Roberts is going to be pushed her acting ability to the next level.
Nice. That sounds like Oscar-worthy to me, Will.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you got to try and
very
trump
good.
It.
Not DeCap, wasn't it?
Very good, very good. Like that.
Go on,
there's a lot to live up to. I've gone for, obviously, I think we all know I've gone for Quentin Tarantino.
Heard of it?
My favourite director ever, which says two things about me. First thing, I've not seen many films. And second thing, I like a bit of blood, a bit of gore. We know Rosamund
you
Pike...
You bloody do as well.
I do, I'm always saying that. We know Pikey's... we turn?
Oh.
we know Rosamund Pike's, she can do twists, and we know Jesse can do mystery. So who better to emphasise this than Tarantino himself? And now I'm kind of thinking of a plot on the spot. So
Christopher Nolan would be better at that.
Yeah, he would, but I didn't really get Inception, so I couldn't really say it. But in my film...
Yeah, I'll do your plot over this.
In my film...
It's better, isn't it?
I think Rosamund Pike... gets wrongly arrested for murdering three people.
Not really the right music.
Right. She gets wrongly arrested for murdering three people.
Did they go to a school, Jack?
No, three school kids. She's the janitor there, and she gets accidentally... No, she's an English teacher because she's sweet. So she gets murdered. She gets, sorry, arrested for murdering kids. And then...
Is there a RAV4 involved?
No. And then you actually find out... that it's Stephen Avery who's played by Jesse. I ain't got a plot, but you can make up if you want.
Well. Okay, so I'm gonna have to pick.
Who's it gonna be?
A winner.
Oh,
the music, the lights, the actors, the directors. Who's gonna win the awards? I have no idea. Tune in this week, right now, and you hear from William, the producer.
It's not gonna be Leonardo DiCaprio. We know that. So who's gonna win it?
It's been a great, wonderful. An enjoyable award ceremony. I'd like to thank the contestants Tom Norris Nazar and Jack Matey Mate Mate.
No worries.
For all turning up today. But of course, with these awards, there can only be one winner. And of course, this week's winner is. Tom Norris!
Yes!
Oh my word! I can't believe it! I bloody really can't believe it!
Well, we won't be able to use that segment on podcasts. Because that is copyright music there, sir.
Tom Norris has won!
Oh, I'd like to thank everyone, and also I think what's happened to Kesha is really bad. So there you go.
It was really bad.
Yeah, so there you go. That's my speech.
Yeah. Let's have Marsicans.
Fuck that doctor.
I'm glad
fuck
you said doctor.
Doctor.
Marsicans with chivalry, if you don't mind.
I might go Arms of Another if that's alright.
Oh, alright, override me. Override me.
A Parisian parting of lips. Now he's in the full swing of a pendulum lips. In industrial lights, they begin to French kiss. He won't be sleeping alone. She's never done a thing quite like this. She's bouncing right back from a failed relationship. As he touches her hand, she tightens her grip.
Marsicans, Arms of Another.
Oh, you didn't do Chivalry?
No, I just told you that
as you learned.
No, I know, I thought it was a different band. I thought Chivalry was coming up, but now I know it isn't. Oh. So, great, ruin my day. Sam Pepper. Talking of ruining days, Sam Pepper's back.
Interesting debate.
He's back!
Hi! I would love it if he started his apology video with that. Pepper's back.
Rumour has it.
And we've got an amendment to make from the last segment. Tom, would you like to step in there?
Yeah, I meant Emma Thompson, not Emma Roberts.
So we've got a new winner, and that's Jack May.
Hey! Thank you.
Nah.
I always fucking win.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I win even when I lose.
It's as if you nosh off William.
I fucking do. Right, Sam Pepper's back. What do we think of that?
Interesting debate.
I personally watched the whole video because I thought we might talk about this, and it's 20 minutes long. That's quite a long time. But I watched it and I thought...
I watched it.
I thought, fair play to him for coming out and admitting all that stuff. Didn't have to do that. He could have just carried on doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I thought...
Could he, though? Because he was on the down. He was on the downward spiral, wasn't he? Downward slope.
Do you think, being very cynical, is it a publicity stunt?
I think everything that a YouTuber does is a publicity stunt, isn't it?
No, but what I mean is, like, are there hidden agendas that...
I think
he's blown everything he's done out of the water for, like, the last... He's literally undermined everything he's done for the last, I don't know how many years.
A year and a half. I think he's more sorry for himself than he is anyone else, isn't he? Let's face it. He wouldn't be doing this video if people were kind of hating him, but he could still trot along. He can't now because of his views have declined. He's getting so many dislikes. And when he nearly got upset in the video, I felt bad for him based solely on the rape accusations.
Because 100%, yeah.
There's no proof that he's done that.
No, just accusations.
Yeah. So when he got upset about that, I thought that kind of made me have one of those moments where you think, fuck, what would I do? Do you know what I mean? If someone says that about you, your name is tarnished whether you did or you did not do that. So
yeah, it's always guilty until proven. It's always harsh when those kind of things go out in the press when things haven't been actually settled.
Yeah.
It could be completely. But I kind of think the fact that he, you know, because he constantly said in the video, he was like, I know this is all my fault and things like that. When he kept saying that and reaffirming that, I kind of thought that kind of made me think, like, fair play.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, nah, he's... I wouldn't go for a pint with him just yet.
I'm not sure he'd go with you, though.
Well, you say that.
Yeah.
Did you see the comment I posted on the video, Will?
Yeah.
Very reasoned, well thought out, if I do say so myself.
I kind of thought it was a bit arrogant, but go on.
Oh, shut your face. He unblocked me and
on Twitter.
And followed me after that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the fact that you were blocked before, yeah. I mean, I was never blocked.
That's the second time that's happened to me. When I met Stan Collymore and got to know him, he followed me, but in order to follow me, he had to unblock me to follow me.
You really do hang out with nice people. Like Stan Collymore, Sam Pepper.
When have I ever hung out with Sam Pepper? Yeah. Don't be putting that. I'm going to be using that dump button soon. What are you doing, Will?
What?
Do your job, mate.
He's flashing his...
I am. Literally was just doing the job.
So do you think there's a... Why do you think that comment was arrogant, by the way?
Fucking hell. You take such soft skin, haven't you?
No, I just fucking hate you.
No, I don't think it was arrogant. But I think it's like, he's done it, obviously, in order to get... It's just one of those things where... If he is planning to do this, in a way, in order to get notoriety and people to know about it...
Yeah.
Bigger YouTubers talking about it and posting things about it is exactly what he wants. You're playing into his hands.
No, I think it's fair play to him. Like, it's done a good thing and we've come out.
I say the same thing. I'm on his side about it.
I'm not on his side, but I don't think he can ever make pranks again, can he?
No. No. He said he wasn't going to do that.
Did he, though?
He did, though.
Did he, though?
When he said...
He said he's not going to fake him anymore.
When he said, I'm not going to do any pranks anymore.
he meant it, did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, right, because Sam Pepper's always sticking to his word.
You can't be going from being his best friend to now just not liking him, Jack.
I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm not saying I like him. He's Sam Pepper, isn't he? I'm ambivalent towards him.
Oh, hello, new word.
Oh, I'm done.
Word
I'm
of
done.
The day.
Thank
word
you very much, guys. Day. See you later, guys. I'm done. Thank you.
Ambivalent.
That's a big word, isn't it?
That is sick.
No, I just said ambivalent.
How many letters
I'm
is
not
that?
Here. So out of order. So why would she be here on Caledonian Road?
Exactly, that's what I mean.
It's on North Road. Yeah. We all know that.
Exactly. She's at home, wherever that is. Nah, there's a lot of shit gone down. Jack.
Oh, you're moving on from that. You're like, nah, a lot of shit has gone down. But in all seriousness, let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
The last
this next song is here. Pink Family Portrait.
No, we're not going to a song yet. Justin Bieber, where are you now? Oh, let's have jokes about my terrible, terrible mum. Nah, you're alright, mum, if you listen. She's not.
Yeah.
There's too many. Will, stop laughing, mate.
I'm not, I'm crying.
No,
crying the tears that you can't.
No, you've cried the tears that I've wasted many a night on that.
Fuck me. Well, I was going to say, back to what we were talking about, I think, if anything, it's a big... It shows how powerful the video. Someone who openly hated Sam Pepper,
yeah,
as in you,
yeah,
to comment that, and then it showed it changed your mind, didn't it?
I tell you what, you've won Sam Pepper back, but you've also lost a friend in Calyx.
Oh, lost a friend in Calyx. I don't even want to talk about that. I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, don't put it on your sheet.
Yeah, it's on my sheet. Let's talk about Jack Jones. Got a pizza slapped in his face.
What do you think of that? Heard of him?
I mean, Tom's parody was good.
Thank you very much.
But the actual video, I mean, it was only a matter of time before people started to realise that I'm not too into this guy.
Who's the bloke who threw the pizza?
Disco.
Disco Sutton or other. Disco no. Boy or some shit, yeah, some rip off from Jackass. But he's not much better himself, to be honest.
And those
he?
The lads that go into Asda with the PA system. Yeah. That's quite funny. Yeah.
They were on. I was just randomly watching this at my nan's one day, and they were on Judge Rinder. And one of the boys was taking the other boy to court because he's not giving him any of his ad revenue.
Really?
Even though he films them for him, yeah. But I think it was...
That must be a management thing.
No, I think the boys were like, let's go on Judge Rinder, it'd be a fucking laugh. So they go on there and they pretend. So I think it's just a laugh.
You know, on Judge Rinder, ITV pay the compensation.
Fuck off.
I swear to God, that's like the fee.
Really?
Yep.
What, so if someone loses, they don't lose any money?
But why do they give a shit when they lose? That's an expensive show to do then.
No, but if you watch it, the amounts are never like...
Yeah, like
£500. Here's one for you. And I thought about this quite regularly.
Go on.
You know, you've been framed.
Yeah.
That's £250 per video.
Yeah.
How many videos there are on
there's
being framed?
How much
does each show fucking cost?
Yeah, but that's why they repeat it all the time.
Of course they do, but it's still... That's a lot of money. £250 for a stupid video.
Go on, Jack.
I'll tell you something... Okay, it's a radio show, so I'm good at Pointless. The money you can win on that is fucking shit.
It is wank.
It's like Weakest Link.
It's like, oh, 200 quid if you can tell me an actor who once starred in that 1926 B-side novel of...
B-side
novel. it's a joke.
It's a joke, the amount of money they get on there.
It's a joke. And there's no worse crime in the world. Apart from obviously,
the
aforementioned Jesse Eisenberg crimes, and there's no worse crime on telly, on British telly, than taking the minus offer on the chase. If you are taking that minus,
I saw that the other day, and literally it was minus £5,000 on top of the score. Literally was saying you can lose money from the team if you take that, and she took it.
Why?
What?
Yeah, mental.
Oh. Flashback alert, do you ever used to watch Golden Balls?
We've spoke about this before.
Love this. You can't beat that.
No, but have you ever seen the one when the woman...
Yes.
With the woman what?
I don't know, have I?
With the woman what?
Literally, it's an old woman and a young woman, and they're like, she's like, I really need this money. Really need... Both split, and the woman's like, I need this to pay my rent off. And I'm thinking she's bullshitting, and then they come to it, and the young one stole, and the old woman split... And she goes on a beeping tirade.
Does she? What, the old lady?
On Golden Balls, I had to beep it out.
No.
She goes, you bitch.
Really?
Piece of shit. Oh, to God.
Wow. I think, again, I'm apologising in advance. I think we have spoke about this on air before. But have you seen the Golden Balls, the famous ending with the guy?
No.
He looks. There's two men, and they're like obviously split and steal. And one of the guys looks at the other guy, and he goes, I'm going to steal it. And the guy's like, what? You're going to lose us all the money, so I'm going to steal it. He's like, you're going to split, I'm going to steal it, I'm going to take all the money, and I might give you half after the show. And the guy's like, well, why would I do that? Why would I trust you and give you half the money? He's like, we're both going to lose it then, we're both going to steal. And then he's like, fuck, you're an idiot. No, you're an idiot. And he goes, no, I'm going to steal. And then he reveals, and the guy that said he was going to steal actually split, and they got half the money. And it was fucking the best twist ever. Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's clever, isn't it? Clever.
Jesus, Kevin.
I'll tell you what else is really nice.
Someone walked over my grave.
Irrelevant, sorry, but someone's just added me on Facebook and the name is Will Duncan.
It's finally happened. Frankenstein himself has come to life. Two powers collide.
No, that makes no sense to anyone who doesn't know Fubar. But anyway, here's Lucas Graham with a little bit of Hey Mama, ironically.
Every time.
Remember asking both my mom and dad why we never traveled to exotic lands. We only ever really visit friends. Nothing to tell when the summer ends. We never really went buying clothes. Folks were passing on the stuff in plenty loads. New shoes once a year and then out to play ball so we could ruin them. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite alright. Our kind of people had a was okay. Mama told us we were good kids, and Daddy told us never listen to the ones pointing at
I didn't have it bad. I got enough loving from my mom and dad, but I don't think they really understood when I said that I wanted a deal in Hollywood. I told them I'd be singing on TV. The other kids were calling me a wannabe. The older kids, they started bugging me, but now they're all standing right in front of me. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite alright. I kind of people had a bed for the night, and it was okay. Mama told us we were good kids, and Daddy told us never listen to the ones pointing nasty fingers and making fun, 'cause we were good kids. I know which place I'm from, I know my home. When I'm in doubt and struggling, that's where I go. An old friend can give advice when new friends only know a half story. That's why I always keep them tight, and why I'm okay. I said I'm okay. You know what my mama said? You know what she told me? My mama said,
presents
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph.
Jason Mazza with you.
Yes.
Doc Brown. And while we're in here having a great time, poor Blackpool is the most depressed town in the whole of England. They need cheering up. What we're going to do now is we're going to do the Cheer Up Blackpool Challenge. Here we go.
Hello. What it is, but I just wanted to spread a little bit of joy and a little bit of love. And am I doing that? Are you feeling
good? Yeah, of course you are, mate. Yeah.
Mate, you're a bloody... On a scale of 1 to 10, do you know what you are? You're 11.
11.
Your eyes are breathtaking. See you later, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Bye, mate.
Every Tuesday,
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Was that Sting was Jason Mazza?
Mazza, your mate Mazza.
Oh, Mazza. He's starting YouTube now, Mazza. I think so. He posted a little picture up and everything was just lovely. Anyway, we're here with Mike and Jacob from the Fratocrats. How are you?
We're good.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds like one hell of a reception there. How are you, boys?
No, but thank you. Thank you. We're very nice.
I'm good. I wish I hadn't had to run here because my brother took me down the wrong road.
Whenever...
A phenomenal act of self-subterfuge right there.
Whenever, like, you feel nervous...
Yeah,
you, whenever you feel nervous, you always throw me under the bus.
Well, to be fair, this time you did literally take me down the wrong road.
I know I did.
And we had to run here.
Honest mistake.
Well...
I thought twins were supposed to know each other.
No.
Shut up.
You probably get that a lot, don't you?
I made an entire video about all the horrible things people say to us.
Did you?
Yeah,
did you?
All kinds of things.
People come up to us and say things like, "Are your dicks the same size?"
I've been asked, do I sometimes wake up and think I'm Mike?
Constantly.
That's great. Slightly ignorant,
that's
but great.
That's two of your questions gone,
yeah.
Is that a no?
We've got a twin-based segment.
Go for it.
Later on.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, if you don't mind. You actually do a whole show about twins, though, don't you? Twin joke?
Sort of. No, that's kind of just the title. It's
a gimmick.
It's a gimmick. And we just it's a sort of variety show kind of thing.
Right.
That we did 15 episodes of on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, people really liked it.
People really liked it. And now we're getting comments on our channel that are just like, dead? Question mark?
Are you dead?
Because apparently if you don't upload to YouTube, you don't exist.
You don't exist anymore. Right. That's the way it is. Are you bringing that back at all? Or?
Yeah. We're going to start filming with someone
next week.
I don't know if we should.
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we say it on here, that means she's definitely
okay. Hazel Hayes, do you know Hazel Hayes?
Yeah,
she wants to do something, so we're filming next week.
No, the week after that.
Oh,
What, like a reoccurring Hazel or just
nah.
a.
No, we're just doing
we'd
the
never
one
do
episode.
That.
We'd never do that. No, she'll get. They won't get to get too big for it. We might have a few people on again because we have very few friends.
Well, hopefully I'll be added to that roster this time.
Oh, definitely.
Around.
No, we'll see.
What do you mean you'll see? These subscribers have you got? You're like 173,000?
Yeah, bear in mind I did get those about 3 years ago.
Yeah. They're still there.
They're still there.
They're all dead.
The numbers there.
They're all dead. Yeah,
the numbers so what was there like a break that you got or something?
I got featured a couple of times when featuring was a thing.
Oh,
like, yeah, before like sort of PewDiePie sort of just owned that. Yeah. But no, you guys, the way I came across you guys is when you were doing your sketches,
mm-hmm. right.
which I loved, obviously.
Thank you. Well, we're going to be doing more.
it's not finished.
Yeah, when we did Twin Joke, we just kind of ran out of time, and before we come back with Twin Joke, I want to put at least, I don't know, a couple of sketches out, and we've got some ideas, we've filmed some stuff. I'm currently in the edit for one. Right. I read a really good idea yesterday for one.
And I love how like you're basically baiting everyone to go, we have got some great ideas.
I know. Well, to be fair, I just hold on.
Yeah, these ideas of ours.
They are really good
amazing.
Ideas. You know,
well, tell them some ideas.
No, you know what? Tell us what you always do, Michael.
Don't bang
you know
the
what? You know what? This is something a genuine gripe I want to bring up. I might as well bring it up on radio. Okay, every time we do a sketch, Mike takes a picture of what we're filming or like the camera, and he has ruined jokes that way.
Yeah.
So I had to tweet out the other day.
Can I just say I've ruined joke, not plural. Just one joke. I ruined one joke.
So that was a whole series fact for you guys.
Basically. No, but like you've ruined like costumes and people don't have the immediate reaction when you come up on screen.
Is it not the kind of jokes that like out of context it doesn't really like?
That would be my argument.
Yeah.
And that would be the opposite of my argument.
Yeah, I mean when we went trying to do sketches at one point and like the same kind of
thing.
Didn't
work out.
Yeah, well, it just, yeah, it didn't really. To be honest.
Oh, sorry, I genuinely thought you were still doing it.
How many did we do? Did we do 12?
We did quite a lot, yeah.
We did 12. We made a little trio. We were called 4 Hour Sins. And no, it was all right. It went better than
I was
anticipating. But yeah, carry on. Like,
but yeah, you used to do these pictures or like set or little video vlogs of the day, and I'd be like, don't put that in the fuck. That ruins the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
The things, and you're like, what? Yeah, why? Yeah. But it's like,
to be fair to you, Mike, though, I was uploading vlogs of the jokes rather than just a picture.
Well,
so.
I literally had to tweet, like, if anyone sees Mike upload a picture from my latest sketch, tell me, because he's ruined jokes like that. And everyone was like, well, sure, yeah, I'll let you know. So, you know, I don't want to be too
all right
on the nose about it, but maybe just don't do
is
that.
Is this the end?
Can I bring something up that maybe...
Yes,
oh,
can.
Like a counselling session.
You. Mike, what?
Gajrinda.
It's only fair.
Go on.
We made a deal,
yeah.
right?
Oh.
That if I,
oh my God,
if I continue, bad. If I continue, if I start turning off my bedroom lights,
because he just leaves lights on all the time,
right? Jacob has to stop walking around in his underwear, which is just not what I want to see. I'm sorry, everybody is beautiful, but some are more beautiful than others.
And eat my shit and die.
No. Put some fucking clothes on.
No,
but if you turn off the light, well, you wouldn't see him in the underwear.
Mm. Only in my bedroom.
Yeah,
I don't want to be in my bedroom
yeah,
with
that's
my
true,
brother.
That's
but it's like half naked.
But the thing is, and this is going to make us sound like rice scrubbers.
I need to get closer to them.
But the thing is, like, we didn't have enough money to get a proper nice, like, we've got a lovely flat considering.
Right.
But Mike was one room that's bigger than the other, and Mike got the big room, so I have not got enough space in my room for a set of drawers for my own. So my set of drawers is in Mike's room, and if I want to go get a change of underwear, I have to go in Mike's room.
Right.
So I feel like this is a little bit, you know, you're not really telling the full story.
I used to have that problem because I've never ever had a wardrobe. I've been in 3 different like, houses in my life. I've never had a wardrobe.
Man.
Yeah, I've never had one.
Imagine if you went to a job interview and go, tell us something about yourself that's true. Tell us something about yourself that's not true.
Strengths and weaknesses. Weaknesses, never had a wardrobe.
Yeah.
Coat hangers, no idea.
No, I don't really get the concept of coat hangers.
My mum had a built-in wardrobe at the back of her room, and I had a little section in that, so I had to go through her room. So if she was asleep.
Was she always wearing underwear?
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you know, bitch about it and be a complete loser about
it? I haven't,
it?
But there's room for that to come. There's room for that to come. So what would be, you're obviously more successful sketch comedians than me and Nozza ever was, so
yeah.
What would be your bit of advice for us?
Well, considering the fact that we're constantly like, this is a great idea, and we make it and we upload it, and then we're like, damn you YouTube, you're just privileging twats over
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
But we don't want to come off as
yeah,
bitter.
Yeah, we don't. No, I'm not particularly bitter. I realise that this, you know, YouTube has, you know, gone its own way, and that's fine.
I think the advice we would give is you've got to somehow
figure out a way to make something that you both love making and that will also has a chance of being successful. And you've got to find a way to do that where none of the two are sacrificed or
which can be a lot harder than you think.
Because if you make something that you like but no one watches, you're going to hate other people. And if you make something you hate that everyone watches, you're going
to
hate yourself.
So do you have to compromise the content and dumb it down a bit so it gets more of the audience? Or do you?
I think to be honest, if we had an idea that we wanted to make, but we thought it wouldn't work for YouTube, we just wouldn't make it for YouTube. I wouldn't want to put something up that bastardizes my idea. Mm. That sounds like proper art, like, oh, I don't want to, you know, corrupt my art, but that's the reality. And that's another piece of advice, if I had to give it. Mm. You can have a funny idea that won't necessarily work as a sketch, that might work better as stand-up or on a podcast or a radio, I suppose.
Right.
So you need to make sure that the idea you can fashion things in a way that it'll work on YouTube or in a sketch show or whatever.
I've only just started my YouTubes very recently. I've been doing sketches and I think
they're very funny.
But I think some of those is kind of like that probably could have worked better in
that's going to happen though
talking
I don't want people to like Mike specifically said before we got here, don't talk down our channel. This will make ourselves feel better. But you should see our first sketches. There are some real clangers.
I thought our first sketches were pretty darn good.
Well, one or two. And then there's some other ones which I'm genuinely, viscerally ashamed of.
Which one's that?
I'm not going to... I don't want to direct anyone to it. Anyway.
Whisper it.
No.
My first YouTube videos, not many people know this, but like you've got access to my YouTube account, so you probably do. But my first ever videos were sketch videos,
right.
And I'm talking shot on a little handheld, like moving about, you see people walking in the back, the worst kind ever. And I thought for a good first sketch would be, we're surrounded on a desert island, which was just a lake, so we bought a couple of coconuts from the highbrow, and there was a budget.
I'm liking it so far.
It gets better. The joke was that I'm sitting there trying to open coconuts for days because I don't know how you open a coconut, and then my mate comes along with a Tesco carrier bag, and I'm like, "Where have you found that?" And he's like, "Tesco just over there." That was it's not really funny. Don't pity laugh.
I mean, is that where the sketch ends?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. Logo came up, and then it went back to the video and I was sharing the sweets with him.
That's what kind nice. Of what kind of comments did you get on that video?
First, and then that was the only comment I got. So, there was that. So
that's part of it, isn't it? You can see your progression from when you started to where you are now. That's kind of the fun of it, I guess.
Yeah, we had I genuinely thought some of our sketches were pretty bang on.
Sketches.
I particularly liked the one with He Who Shall Not Be Named, Mr. Dapper Laughs. We genuinely did.
He played a cunt in it.
We ironically played him to be a guy that's like, you can't say that, that's sexist. But we turned up and it wasn't worth talking about.
He was very drunk and he thought, because we wanted him on it, obviously we thought he was a lad. So and he started playing up to the character of Dapper Laughs, which wasn't, you know, we didn't want him there because of that. We liked the humour.
Wait, you got Dapper Laughs?
Actually, yeah. Dapper Laughs.
I thought you were playing. How did you get Dapper Laughs?
No, I interviewed him years ago.
Oh, right.
Jack's his best mate.
I gave Dan the script and I was like, Dan, can you. You just go to read for the script.
No, I thought you were passing something.
Oh, no, sorry. I gave him the script and I was like, have you been through this? Do you need refreshing? And he was like, mate, I'll just riff it. I'll just. I was like, it's sketch comedy. You know?
Like, yeah, but the thing is, he was very nice and at the beginning, very like polite and hello guys. And they started drinking and they started doing shots and they started turning into Dapper Laughs.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then like a woman turned up and that's not even a joke. You sat next to him and it was weird. So on that very weird, like Will's just blown a sigh of relief. Nothing's libelous if it's true. Yeah, it's Let's go to the front bottoms with Cough It Out.
It's snowing right now, I wish it was summer. But when the summer rolls around, I wish I was freezing. They don't call me Mr. Greenside for no reason. When they do, I pause and cough it out. I cough it out, I cough it out, I cough it out. I cough it out. The tree. So we carve our initials and seem to bend and take the shape of them and all. Can't you see? I am delusional with love. I am delusional with love. I am delusional.
and seem to bend and take the shape of them and all. Can't you see? I am delusional with love. 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 But whatever I did for you last year, I cannot do again. It's getting harder. To get somewhere, if you know what I mean, wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. I 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 just don't care. Branches on the tree. And seem to bend and take the shape of them and all. Can't you see? I am delusional with love. I am delusional with love. I am delusional with love. So whatever I did for you last year,
So, guys, you obviously, as we've said, you do sketch comedy, mm-hmm. and what did you categorise Twin Joke as? A
sort of like an online variety show kind of thing.
It's like a weekly. We do different segments where we do different stuff.
Topical.
Some of them are topical. Some
well, we started out doing sort of like we'd read news headlines and make a crap joke.
Satirical. Right.
But then we just thought it's more fun to just do stupid things like running around the house.
One yeah. of the things that we're doing that is really popular is something called blindfolded hide and seek, which I've looked up is not an original idea.
No, but we did think it up independently. So.
Right. But we blindfold one of us or the guest that comes on the show. We get them to hold an iPhone and they've got to try and find us while filming with the iPhone, and we basically upload the footage and it is actually a good laugh.
Although
we've bought a GoPro.
Oh, nice.
Now it's going to be hands free.
Yeah. It's going to be very grabby.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Shit.
Nice. That's well. Obviously, you get a good amount of views, but you don't get millions.
No,
do you?
I
wondered how long it was going to be before. Like, you're on the show, you're on FUBAR, but you're not that big, are you? I wondered how long it was going to be. No, we're not. We don't make YouTube-friendly stuff.
Well, luckily for you, and Nozzer over here, we're going to teach you how to become vloggers.
Well,
because there's a few tips you should know, isn't there, Will?
Oh yeah, 100%.
And. We just need a moment to get into our vlogging persona, so you guys just get to know each other. Get right. Chat amongst yourselves.
You alright, guys? They normally do this, so that'll just take a few seconds.
Okay. It's not my fault!
To get into character, release the demons.
Fuck you, Dad!
And then they...
And then they come. Alex was to get a pint of milk! She fell!
And then they
it
come.
Was Stephen Avery!
Sure is
Hi guys!
Welcome
back to the Dean and
Nozzer Show!
We're here, we're joined by Mike and Jacob from the Fratocrats!
Welcome! Give yourselves a round of applause, guys!
Fratocrats begins with the letter F, so remember, like the video if you know the letter F!
Thank you!
And today, we're going to be doing the Chubby Bunny Challenge. Are you guys familiar with the Chubby Bunny Challenge?
Heard of it?
Yes,
he is.
One yes, one no, so that means...
A maybe!
We have to teach them about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Like every fucking week.
Jesus
so
Christ.
Basically, this is how you get views, mate.
Okay,
all right. This is
enough.
Oh, God, there's a cute little pug down there. Anyway, so without further ado, you
Where
have
are
to.
Your Harry Potter books in the background.
Oh, God.
Behind here.
Behind the fairy lights. See?
There's a mirror and you can see your dead parents. It's happy.
Like, if you know a parent. That may have.
Let's carry on.
Let's carry on.
Be dead. Like, if you've got parents. That's going to really upset some people.
It might do. Oh, no. Subscribe if you're crying. So, without further ado, you're going to have to put. One of you's going to do it, so we get Jacob to do it. Jacob, you put you put a marshmallow in your mouth, and after every one, you say, Fratacrats.
All right.
And let's see how many you can do.
Exactly. 15's the record.
That's held by Michael Payne and Joe Charman, today.
And you said you were very confident beforehand.
Well, I've got a big mouth.
I don't actually know if it's 15 in there, is there?
There's 17, I've counted.
Oh, he's confident.
He's on
confident.
The ball, like Anton Deck.
Bloody hell, Jacob.
And you are also being filmed, so...
I did not think that, like, indignity was going to be the feeling I would experience.
We call it the gag camera.
What you're doing right now is called stalling, and I really wish you would start.
All right, am I starting now?
Yeah, go okay. when you're ready.
Fratacrats.
Oh, lovely.
Nailed it. Confidence.
Strategic. I don't
know. He's so confident. Look at him. Look, he's so confident.
You got to count me, Mike.
Two.
That's three.
That's three.
Fratacrats. That's four.
Ooh. Oh. Tucking it in.
Fratacrats.
Oh, he's doing the tuck technique.
Oh. That's very made five popular by Joe Charman.
That's five.
He's five.
Shit.
He's got the giggly grins.
There's
the
no.
Grins.
That's six.
That's six.
There's no way he's going to get 15.
Fratacrats. Oh. Took it up.
I believe in him.
He's Tuck giving him tips.
It's his coach.
Seven. Fratacrats.
Ooh.
He's like the coach.
Eight.
That's eight.
Coach Carter.
Fratacrats.
He could actually do
I'm
this,
try
you
and
know.
Get to ten, at the very least.
When are you going to use the middle bit? There you go.
Yeah, you got loads in the middle there.
Yeah. It's like you had a filling.
Fratacrats.
Shit.
What's that, nine?
That's nine. He's going to get the record.
Ten.
Fratacrats.
Is he quite competitive? Yeah, I think so. Just a tad. That's nice.
Oh my god.
It's a strength.
Don't die. Please don't die.
Fratocrats.
Oh, that's very.
What's
very,
that? Yeah. What's that like?
Fratocrats.
11.
Oh god. Oh god.
Oh,
the gates of hell.
12.
That's 12. Just four more for the record. Just four more.
Look at his face! It's horrible!
Floss of course!
This is disgusting! It's like he's living in an internment camp!
It's like Kim K video!
Floss of course!
Oh, how many is that?
Hang on!
Sounds like sausages now!
He's
got
four left, so he's putting 13!
Two more!
He's not fell on the mic!
It's like Licky Tongue has an ulcer!
Floss of course!
Licky Tongue had an ulcer.
It looked like that.
Oh, 14. That is vile.
Two more.
The tissue.
I couldn't breathe. I'm sorry. Oh,
valiant effort. Yeah. Good. Wield your past tissues.
No, I don't even get to brag.
That was amazing.
Oh, God.
That was such a that's such a different technique. Yeah.
Now, to get more subscribers, you would eat them marshmallows.
You could eat my shit.
You could eBay them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have one.
There you go.
Fratacrats.
Oh, that was a valiant effort. So remember, Jesus. If you like that, you can subscribe for gagging.
For gagging. If you like gagging, give us a like.
Remember, chokes mean jokes. I'll see you next week when we're probably going to be doing exactly the same thing with someone else.
But with less... Yeah!
Less funny, maybe. See you next week.
Your paycheck. FUBAR Radio presents
Joey Page.
It is now time to welcome our wonderful guests. I'm very excited about having these boys in the studio. We've got Yuck in the studio, everybody. What if an oligarch wants to pay you up to go over there?
I'm very open to do that.
I just don't want it to be ruled out. I mean, I doubt very much. The Venn diagram of oligarchs and people that listen to FUBAR Radio, it hardly touches, so I doubt they're listening. But if they are, I don't want that to be ruled out.
I mean,
for
if you're talking about a Venn diagram of people who listen to Yuck and oligarchs, it's like a perfect circle.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page,
from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
So that was Fluffy Chubby Bunny Challenge. You done very well.
I'm a bit upset, to be quite honest.
What, because you were so close?
Yeah, I just flat out couldn't breathe and started gagging. Yeah.
I must say, people need to watch that, because the technique in that, I've never seen it.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
It was very quiet. I think he started laughing at one point, which kind of scuffed
the chances.
Yeah,
because he did sort of, you know, fake
but
me out.
I was very impressed.
I think with a few, like, if you'd let me know beforehand, I could have practiced.
I think I could
still break the record.
I think you're very close. I think next time you've got it.
Personally, I can't even do five.
Yeah, I
do
can't.
Four and I
gag straight away now.
I wonder what that says about me.
So I don't.
In a minute, we're going to be playing a game called Twinception.
Heard of it?
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever thought of that for a word that you can use?
No.
Well, take it.
Take that away, will you?
Okay.
That's for free.
But the rest.
Yeah, you owe us 25 quid for this appearance. No, there's 28.
Each marshmallow costs 5 pounds.
Yeah. No, there's... we're going to ask you 28 quickfire questions.
Why 28?
Because I was going to do 30 and then I sort of got bored.
Yeah, fair enough. You're honest.
Yeah. And then we basically want to see if the usual twin thing of telepathy. Yeah, whether that's a real thing. And you're going to answer at the same time and hopefully you get the same answers.
Okay, cool.
So we'll just do a little tester now.
This should be good.
Reply as quickly as you can. Pick an animal.
Lion.
Bird. So, yeah, it'll go well. It'll go a lion bird.
To be fair, that's more of a class of animals than... It's like, say, mammal.
Right.
Fish.
A bird is an animal.
Well, okay, I'm being picky, but I'm just saying. From a taxonomical perspective, I think...
It's a big word.
Yeah. Bigger than ambivalent.
Ambivalent's quite a big word as well.
Did you go to university?
I didn't.
Right.
That is why I am here.
Yeah, it's a hard life, isn't it?
Yeah. So, should we jump straight into this?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you ready for this, Will?
Are
you ready
so.
For this?
Adam, are you ready for this? Adam is ready for this. Hang on. What about this, Jack? You got your little new trick?
Oh, wrong one. Professional.
Go on, you got this.
No, hang on, I haven't.
Oh, I haven't.
Talk amongst yourself.
Oh, what should we talk about then while you find the fucking track? I tell you, he does this every week. Every week. Any of you boys good at producing radio shows?
we've got sort of degrees in media production. So.
Oh, that would be more than
I'm
this
I'm actually
guy.
Recognising all this equipment.
Oh,
I'll probably
lovely.
Pick it up again.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking for someone and someone's, I don't know, out of the job.
Well,
this
maybe.
This episode.
Yeah, so if you two just swap. Yeah. What do you guys actually do then?
Oh, I like that.
Like for day job. Yeah, we work at... We both work at the same company.
Oh.
Yeah. We work at a production company called Little Dot Studios, who build themselves as a next generation.
Don't insult
them. I'm not insulting them, honestly. Hands down, I will say this
just
is the best job I've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I've had some pretty shit jobs, so that doesn't necessarily say much, but it is the best job.
You used
ever
to work
had.
In a care home. He has some stories, but I think it would be in bad taste.
Why every chance
funny.
He gets, he's like, we used to work in a care home, tell us all about the dementia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't want to, it's horrible.
A little bit heavy.
Yeah.
Tell us about dementia.
More stories. Love that shit.
Right, so let's jump straight into it. This is
Twinception.
The Fratocrats are playing Twinception. Let's see how much twins really do. No, telepathy. I'm trying to say something about telepathy, but I don't really know even how to say the word.
Telepathy.
So, point that way, and we'll go. So, quick as you like, answer at the same time, if possible. Mike and Jacob from the Fratocrats. Number one. Favourite colour?
Red.
Blue.
Shit. Lucky number?
8.
13.
Really?
Yes, today I was born.
13's mine as well, so well done. Pick a vegetable.
Carrot. Potato.
You had ages to say
I'm
this.
Sorry. I'm thinking it's not also always an immediate reaction. I don't get asked what's my favourite vegetable every fucking day.
Least preferred country?
North Korea.
Ooh. North Korea, yeah. I'm going with that one. I had a lot there. I was thinking we were shifting through them. All right, go on.
Female celeb crush?
Zero.
Zorro.
Je suis gay. So.
Yourself?
Kristen Bell from Veronica Mars.
Male celeb crush?
Nick Frost. Ryan Reynolds, I fucking love that guy. Funny and hilarious. God, I would.
Did not think these are the sort of questions I'd be answering today.
Pick a YouTuber.
Myself.
Oh, ding. That's one.
To be fair, I said myself and he went up. I was like, fuck you, man. Jetson, the dead one.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Oh. Cats or cows?
Cows.
Oh, they are nailing it now.
They're vile animals.
Move over, cats.
Fries with that?
Yes.
Oh, how many sugars?
Two.
Three.
Ooh. Oh. Best smell in the world?
Pussy.
Ding dong.
Petrol.
Petrol in a pussy? I don't know, maybe.
God, imagine if pussy smelled like petrol.
Do I have more reasons not to go for it? Fuck it.
But you just said you like petrol.
Oh yeah, but yeah, I don't really want a body part to smell like petrol.
Yeah, but
that's a sign of a serious like physical.
Ooh, you're
making me flammable. I had a dream last night where I went down on a girl and I described the taste as alkaline.
Oh my god!
Oh.
I
want to
cry.
As if it wasn't bad enough, eh? Handy or blowy?
Blowy.
Handy. I like a good handy.
Blowy, man.
No, I think it can be brought back. There's an art to it.
Brought back. Ian Watkins.
Fuck off. God damn.
We'll get you one for that. Favourite holiday?
Gran Canaria.
Cornwall.
Oh. You gotta be saying it at the same time.
No, Isle of Wight. Isle of Wight will probably.
Actually, good point. Isle of Wight.
Oh, there you go.
It wasn't really. Yeah.
Favourite type of fish?
Tuna.
You
fuck this up. Oh, you've got to go for it.
Sturgeon. I'll set it against sturgeon. It's where you get caviar from. I'm
niche.
A big fan.
You haven't tasted caviar.
Yes, I have. I've been to high places.
Niche
Michael.
Fish. Yeah,
shut up, Michael. Shut up.
Favorite,
shut your face.
Favorite Disney film?
The Lion King.
Finding Nemo.
Oh, God damn it.
You're the worst twins ever. What's your wanking hand?
Ambidextrous.
Right.
Everyone's got a designated wanking hand. Once one gets tired, you go with the other one.
How long does it take for?
Well, that's why the girls love me.
Oh, as someone who knows my brother pretty well, that is not why.
No. Let me describe. They don't love me like as in like they look at me and they think, ah, I really want to fuck him. I'm just saying that once I get in there,
they know you can wank with either hand. That's it.
They know that I.
They're like, oh, that's impressive.
Saves them a job. So say any word.
Poison.
Poo.
Says a lot about you individually. Pick any pizza topping.
Ham and pineapple.
Cheese. I don't know why people would need all this shit on their pizza. Cheese pizza's lovely.
Choose a fruit.
Banana.
Myself. Myself.
Anal?
Yes.
Obviously.
That's a point. Incest or bestiality?
Beastiality.
Why would you fucking do that, man?
So which animal would you bang if you had to?
A dog.
Straight away.
So quick.
Yeah, I've got a question for you after this.
Oh.
I still don't have an answer because I have absolutely no opinion on bestiality other than...
Okay, would you rather fuck like a bison or a dog?
Have a flamingo.
Oh, to be fair, if I had to have sex with a bison or a dog, I'd be bison because then I could be the guy who fucked a bison. If you say I fucked a dog, it's like, you're just fucked up. You're sick. If you say I fucked a bison, people want to know more. People are like, really?
Lilo or Stitch?
Lilo.
Stitch.
Come on. Kim K or Kanye?
Neither.
I don't really like him.
No, I would say I would actually say Kim K if I had to.
So you had a point and then you fucked it up.
I suppose.
Swear.
Fuck.
Cunt.
Oh, now finally, say we're the Fratocrats in any accent.
We are the Fratocrats.
Yeah. There we go. How many was that?
That was 10.
10 out of 28.
That's so bad. That's
a bad. A third almost. A third. Let's just enjoy the.
That's over a third.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
It is over the third. Yeah, it is. Well done.
It's like 34%.
34%, that's all I've got to say.
How did you know that?
I said like 34%, I'm not frigging Rain
Man.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't say like percentage. It's like.
Why not? Is there some kind of rule about whether you can say
because
like in front of a percentage?
Percentage is really specific. You can't.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Every percentage is very specific.
It's like sister.
What the fuck is? You know, if you were at CERN and they were like leading you around, and they said, oh, this gets up to I don't know, like this amount of energy?
I'd be worried.
Would you be like, hey, come on, guys, this isn't fair. You need to be more upfront.
I would
about
be like,
this.
Why are you working here if you can't use percentages right? You don't say like 80%. If you went, okay, we're ready to turn it on. What power are we going to put it on? I don't know, like 80%. Fuck no, you. You're fired. Get out. We're going to put it on 60% exactly.
You're not even letting me talk. That's between actual scientists. You're having a tour. I'm talking about. It's context specific, and since we are in an informal setting, you can go fuck yourself. You said that we were on a tour around CERN where there would be scientists, so they would be using actual specific percentages. But at CERN, Michael,
yes.
If you were having a tour, that would be informal at CERN.
So you're saying that they just get Dave, the shit one, to fucking take people?
No, a trained tour guide, you know!
Do they even have tours at CERN?
Probably!
Wowzers, well, Charlie.
Why are you filming that?
So that's Mike and Jacob from the Fratocrats, everyone. That was lovely.
Not just twins, friends as well.
Yeah. Not anymore.
God, you talk a lot of shit.
Where can we follow you guys on Twitter?
Oh, on Twitter, I'm at the Jacob Truman.
Yeah.
I'm at Mike Fratocrat. And I should point out that Truman is spelt with an E.
Yeah.
T-R-U-E-M-A-N.
Oh, is it?
I need to be very specific because people, even when I say it's spelled T-R-U-E-M-A-N, they write it without an E.
I did
so
that.
So I have to be 100% specific.
You
bastard.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll be tweeting you guys later anyway, so you can follow them through that or go to what they said. And on YouTube, the guys are Fratocrats. That's
spell
not Fratocats.
Out.
That's Crats.
F-R-A-C-T-O. No, Fratocrats. What are you talking about?
You do it.
Fratocrats.
Fratocrats. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Lovely stuff. Well, thanks for coming in, guys.
Oh, I also have a personal channel.
Do
just
you?
Jacob Truman. Just Jacob Truman.
Right, I've got that question to ask him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
This is a question I ask to find out what kind of person you are. Jack, would you rather fuck a dog or eat a piece of shit?
I'd probably fuck a dog while eating a piece of shit.
Jack,
thanks for coming in, guys. Let's go to a song.
This song is O-Town Liquid Dreams.
Alex Day.
Posters of love surrounding me, lost in a world of fantasy. Every night she comes to me and gives me all the love I need. Now this hot girl, she's not your average girl. She's a morpherotic dream from a magazine. And she's so fine, designed to blow your mind. She's a dominatrix, supermodel, beauty queen. Tyra's the best, and Selma Hayek brings the rest. Oh, oh. Now this hot girl, she's not your average girl. She's a morpherotic dream from a magazine. And she's so fine, designed to blow your mind. She's a dominatrix, supermodel, beauty queen. Ooh. I dream about a girl who's a mix of Destiny's Child. Just a little bit of a child. Jack.
was a lot of fun. A couple of jokers, aren't they?
Full of beans. There's a reason why we picked Liquid Dreams. I mean, we just played that song. That's my last video was about that song, Liquid Dreams. Mm. So, if you're bored, if you've got really nothing to do, like literally nothing at all to do,
no other alternative,
and you're like, you've watched every other video on YouTube, then feel free to watch my video.
Have you seen the first ever video uploaded to YouTube?
It's in a zoo.
Yeah.
An monkey?
Elephant.
Oh, bollocks!
Yeah, God, I was...
I hate my life!
Have you seen this?
No, I'm not that guy. I'm not Will.
The first ever video uploaded to YouTube was a guy standing outside an elephant enclosure, and he says, the interesting thing about elephants is they have really, really long trunks. And that was it. And that was the first ever...
So it was a joke?
Well, I don't know, it was a bit of... satire.
I mean, I don't know how interesting it is. Elephants having big dicks. And also, that's really interesting. I didn't expect that. I'd be more interested if they had really small dicks.
They're really long memories.
What's the one about dicks for?
That's the joke, isn't it? Oh, you're talking about long memories, mate.
No, I'm talking about long trunks.
I know, but...
No, but the elephants have really long memories.
And I thought it was long dicks.
Okay, it suffers when there's no guests in here quite a lot.
Should we just all...
Should we get them back?
Let's get them back and say more libelous things.
Enough
about elephant dicks.
Where's the work experience guy today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's down there.
Sticky toffee pudding, is
it? Hang on a minute, that's a bottle of guava!
What's he put that on Duncan's card, is he?
Oh, you peace-taking boy.
Fucking hell.
God bless him.
Nah, I hope he's having a good time in Africa.
Time of his life.
Is he in Africa?
I don't know. His expense is coming through tomorrow.
Come back whenever you want.
The mini bar is empty.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Have a pint as well if you want. It's 12 o'clock. It's not your money. So.
That's just crazy, isn't it?
What's the earliest you've ever had a pint?
Like 7 in the morning?
Yeah, gone to the airport, isn't it? You'd be like, oh, God, where are spoons?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that sarcastic, yeah?
It is, yeah.
You're looking at me like a piece of shit. And they're going, yeah.
Like, Weatherspoon, like, before you go on holiday, you think, oh, you'll grab a beer. Like, I remember once, I was going to Gran Canaria with my nan and my cousins, and I thought, I'm going on holiday.
Mumbo number 5!
Beer and burger, please, nan, keep the burger. Do you know what I mean? I was like, lovely.
You eat the burger. I'll have 2 pints, you have 2 burgers. Yeah. That's
what I'm with you. To go over your nipples, Gran. Wait.
I have to cut that out as well.
Is that libelous?
That is.
It's just rank.
That is. That was disgusting.
True, but I've got like a rank charter.
Yeah, and that's topped it.
That's
topped
it.
Yeah. Ian Rankin.
That's rank.
Standing in the Rankin file. More jokes about the word rank.
Let's have a little rank. Fancy a rank?
You're a rank. David, if you are listening.
You're all right.
And than that.
You do owe us quite a bit of money. Kidding. He's not listening. No way he's listening. He won't even listen on catch up. If he does, then we're joking, obviously.
We take it all back. I mean, I thought it was really strange the other day when we came in for the filming day, and you were like, oh, Thomas David. I was like, alright, because wearing a black top, I thought he just worked in Chili's as a waiter, and I was like, why you introduced?
I'll have 2 chicken burgers. So you went, well, I'm having a steak, so yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Have a steak, they're paying for it, the stupid bastards. Have whatever you want, fill your boots, son. Jesus.
No, he was here.
What do you mean he was here?
It was. He's gone now.
What show we finishing? What song are we finishing on today?
Jay-Z's on the playlist. Yeah. Whatever you want, really. Do you want
something that we're gonna go down the
path. Why don't we tweet something out now? If you are listening.
If anyone's actually there.
If anyone's out there.
Nah, because they'll pick a shit one.
We'll let them pick.
We'll pick it still.
Come on, tweet it out there.
Everyone tweet.
First one to suggest a song.
I'll do it on here.
Jack, someone to suggest a song. Well, and first one that comes in, we'll play that song.
All right, yeah, you tweet it, Will, and I'll retweet it, because, fuck me, we're so like, hip, aren't we? You tweet it, and I'll retweet it if you Instagram my Tumblr.
I was going to say Tumblr, I've got nothing left.
No, I'll include you, retweet.
Oh, thank you very much. I've got me.
Dear, have you guys ever been, this is what I was discussing in the pub earlier, have you guys ever been on Reddit? Are you a Reddit fan, Tom? Reddit?
I am not really, no.
You should be. Apparently it's quite good. I have no idea what I'm meant to be filling this air with.
Why don't we talk about you're doing a new series?
No,
that's a secret, is it?
That's a 50-50 going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it.
Done it, yeah. Retweet.
Why wouldn't you do it?
I don't know. I want to shoot it a bit more high brow than just on a vlog camera. I know that's the beauty of it, but
I think it was really good. Stuff you showed us.
Really?
Why don't you do one stage of it? You then get a decent camera, and then it gets good from that point. Make it as part of it. So that's the reason why it's shit at the beginning, in terms of quality, not in terms of content.
True. I think I need to sit down and plan it out and do a bit more. But yeah, I've got a kind of vlog series idea.
I think you should do it poisonly. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was really funny.
I'll have a little. We're filming a bit for it after this, so I'll see how that goes.
We've also got the podcast coming very, very, very soon to iTunes.
This will be the first real one, won't it, Will?
Yes, this will be the first real one, because hopefully there's not a lot of copyrighted music in it.
Well, apart from one bit, but you can lose it, Will.
Yeah, of course. And we've been going now for 16, 17 shows.
That's marvellous, isn't
That's
it?
That's really a nice
when
achievement.
When you take back and look at it, you think, you know
18,
what?
Sorry, Adam stole me my
18?
Was that 18 shows? I thought it was been more than that.
Even the week we didn't do it, Adam.
Yeah, 18
shows.
Yeah,
sure. You don't look too sure to me, Adam.
How many did you think it was?
I didn't know. I was absolutely clueless.
No, it's 18. So, we're going to
Well, it's been a bloody plever and a privilege.
A plever and a privilege.
I've absolutely enjoyed this.
Do you think Leonardo DiCaprio will win an Oscar?
I think he will, Revenant. Even though I think it's probably not one of his best films he's done, but he will win it.
What, just because it's about time now?
Because it's such a push and such hard work, and everyone bangs on about it all the time.
We're giving people the chance to close the show, but Holly O'Shea just retweeted the tweet. I mean, just rather read, Holly.
Who has?
Holly O'Shea?
Holly O'Shea.
Holly O'Shea, let us know, please!
Come on.
Go back on your phone, say a song.
Right, I'm not going to tweet it now, right? I'm going to go, first person to tell me a half-decent song.
And we've got to have it on the system.
We'll have it played at the end of my show.
What are you listening to now, guys? It's live social media now. I'm looking at Jack, mate, a social influencer, a social ambassador, not just for this station, but for many outlets across the country. And Tom, an up-and-coming YouTuber, he's got his own production company. Now they're in full flow here.
Don't call me an up-and-coming YouTuber. I'm not one of them.
All right, we just.
What do you mean you're not an up and coming YouTuber?
Well, I don't think I can class myself as a YouTuber. I don't want to. Tube yet. One day,
maybe. What makes you a YouTuber if you make YouTube videos?
But you've said in the past. You've been very much against this
yes,
in the past.
Yes, but I backtracked quite. Someone made a good point against me and I thought, I'm wrong.
Who said it?
I can't remember who it was, but.
Who said it?
Someone had a go at me. I honestly can't remember who it was. I honestly can't remember.
Sometimes I just look in your eyes and I'm not sure if you're telling me the truth, Jack.
But somebody said, well,
tell me the truth.
I can't remember
Did
who
you
it
love
was.
Him?
No.
Did.
How do you know it was a him? It might have been a her. I can't remember.
Did you love him?
I think that. If
you love him, let him go.
If you're on Facebook and you have a profile on there, you're a Facebooker. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a Facebooker.
Yeah, you are.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. If you do a tweet, if you do a tweet, you're a Twitterer.
You're a Twitterer. And if you do a...
We've got two requests.
Oh, God!
Oh, what have we got?
Three, right? The first one is on the system, Will. We've got We Are Not Good People by Block Party.
Probably not.
And then we've got Example Whiskey Story.
We've got that, I think.
I suggested Creed with arms wide open.
You can't requeet.
Requeet? You can't requeet a song!
Good day to you, sir!
Ben Miller, we'll probably go for your one. Art Examples Whiskey Story.
Are you listening, Ben? If you're listening, let us know. And
well, you fucking hope he's listening because he's getting a song, isn't he?
I think he's just saying it like a maverick.
What's coming up next week? Hello, Periscope. We're also doing that as well. Today's a bit of a tester, really, isn't it? We're doing lots of social stuff.
Can you get Fiona in here to do some vines as well?
Yeah, some vines.
What else can we do?
We could do some.
Well, if you get Fiona in now, she'll hold that, and we can do the rest of the show on Periscope.
That's fine. Well,
so get in here then, if you're out there, Fiona, if you don't mind. Come on!
She's got her headphones.
Girlfriend.
Has
she actually got headphones in?
Yeah.
Alive!
Look alive, son.
Adam, that's all right. I just thought that.
Get a kick.
Or Adam can come and do it. Anyone.
Anyone's welcome to be a tripod in our room.
There we go. So what is the Periscope name for people who want to watch this live?
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio on Periscope.
I've never seen that. Love.
How many love are we getting on there?
Four loves.
That's decent.
It's the first one we've done properly.
Well, hey, how you doing?
We're doing a live radio show on FUBAR Radio.
What do you want to listen to? We can play it. Let's put some requests on Periscope-y.
We can't play it, Tom. We've got room for one more song.
Yeah, well, we can just mug off the other song.
Mm. There's a big question.
Did Example tweet in Example Whiskey Stuff?
No, he didn't.
What are you saying? No one else wants it, Will. Yeah.
What's the general consensus of the brown hair then?
It's going a bit more ready, isn't it now?
Is it?
It's like ready brick. Well, I didn't recognise you. I was looking for the blonde mop in the corner.
Is it actually going red?
A bit here.
Is it? What do you
it's
reckon?
It's not a bad
Will?
Thing.
Yeah, it's nice.
The thing is, like, when you first dyed your hair, I was like, because blonde hair, I know it doesn't reduce you completely, but that's kind of what you were known for as well.
Yeah.
You're a blonde haired guy.
Yeah.
So when you did it, I was like, that's strange, because it's kind of your trademark. And I thought it looked good. A lot of people can't pull it off. So when you dyed it, I was like, it's a bizarre choice. I remember dyeing mine once from blonde to dark brown, and I was like, regret it immediately.
Right.
But
Do you think I should go back blonde then?
What do you prefer?
I think I prefer this.
Well, keep it like that.
I don't know though. I don't know. What do you prefer, Adam? Your opinion means something.
Keep it blonde, you
said. Oh, has he?
Oh.
Oh God. See, now I'm anxious. No, I'm anxious.
So you've heard from me, you've heard from Adam.
Yeah, but you didn't really give me it. You just went, do whatever you want.
Yeah, well, obviously, you live your own life,
oh,
Jack.
Oh, someone's given us a comment on Periscope.
Oh, what they said?
Probably being sarcastic. They say, great faces for radio.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Oh.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Mugs. Who is that? Who said it?
Don't know.
Where do you live? Where are you? Where are you at? Where's your ASL?
You're probably a prick. You're probably a prick. This is the bit of the show where we would usually go out on a little bit of a play, like an episode.
Oh, right, let's do some improv comedy.
No. We can't do that. Come on,
we could do that.
We'll be back with the plays next week. Hopefully, we're going to get Robbie Knox back for a bit of When Knox Knocks, and we'll be continuing the play, the Willy Wonka themed play. And who knows where he's going to take it? But as for now, I think we're going to wrap up. We're going to go to the pub.
We've got quite a while left, mate.
Have we? Yeah.
To be honest, put Bohemian Rhapsody on, we could go now. But.
Elbow.
Oh, oh fuck no. Elbow.
Love the show. Cheers.
Oh, cheers, buddy.
Cheers, Double Top Dave.
Hey, Double Top Dave, you know what? You people like you make this show, Double Top Dave.
He's the one that said we have faces for radio.
Oh,
but then, when you called him a prick, he also said, Love the show. I'm a prick.
Oh, did he?
Oh. Yeah.
Did he?
Well, we take it back. Well, Jack takes it back.
Yeah, Dave, I didn't
Dave,
mean that, man.
Blonde hair or brown hair for Jack?
Yeah, imagine this if it was blonde. What do you reckon?
We literally broadcast into one person on Periscope and we're just thinking, let's just talk to him and ignore everyone else.
Thanks, Dave. And my mum's also listening.
Oh, hello, Judith.
And thousands of listeners, of course.
Yeah, Judith. How is she? All right, Will?
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Seeing her tomorrow?
Huh?
Seeing her tomorrow, aren't I?
Oh, what, you going back home?
No, you never listen
sorry.
To me.
Oh, sorry, London Bridge. She's staying in that lock and key room.
I'll give you that. What song request did we get in there?
We got an example whiskey story.
Do you want that? Or?
Yeah, if you want.
What do you want to finish?
Yeah, just do that, mate, to be honest.
Yeah?
Don't really matter, does it? Cannot really be asked to pick a different one. But, are you boys going to come down to the house when I'm finally moving?
If you're
sure
hammered.
Thing, mate, and we're going to make some bloody content for everything we do.
Yeah, my wrestling channel's going to start on March the 7th.
Well, you had a good name for it, didn't you?
No.
You said you had a good name for something.
No, I had... It was I was going to start a FIFA channel and I was going to do a career mode with Leicester City and it would be called The Fair Foxes.
That's nice. That's nice.
That is nice. Nice name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a decent name.
What about Stinky Will and you just go around and you're asking everyone to smell you?
I'm probably going to do the FIFA one's less work for me.
What about Dick Bra?
Because your name's Willy
yeah, Brazier, so it's like Dick Bra.
What's the
you put dick,
what's
a bra on your dick and you just do a voice go hello.
No. You hang a bra up between the door frame,
right?
And then you run up to it and you got to jump and try and get your dick within the confines of the bra.
Yeah,
and that's Dick Bra.
Oh, and then you win.
Yeah,
what do you win?
You just win. Yeah. Like, win at life.
Yeah. Oh. Now that is a made up game, Rosa. You can have that one.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Let's try and do what real radio professional do and back time perfectly, so we all finish at 6 o'clock.
Back time. What does that mean?
So we need to finish at
fucking
17:56. 52.
I'm presenting a radio show, and I'm like, what's this mean?
No, no.
What's these buttons do?
I meant more.
What happens if you move the mic away? Still work.
I mean, this segment on the show called Stalling.
10 seconds, guys.
Okay.
Jack, wrap up.
Oh, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm not too sure what the last 10 minutes was, but we're now off for a drink with Mike and Jacob. Have a great weekend, guys. This has been the Jackmate Show.
Oh, darling, let's stay up all night, drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied. Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories, I can keep you satisfied. Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories, I can keep you satisfied.
Who is this staying over? I can't recall her name. Yeah. She lies there on the sofa every morning, lila rain. Her waistline gets a rub, we trace our night of fun. Yeah. These constant slaps are flashbacks of our day night down the line. I hear somebody leaving, somebody heaving, somebody barely breathing. It's hard to remember where it descended, started as the quietest evening. I don't wanna live in this drama, I can't keep playing this game. But the Friday night delights outweigh this Sunday morning pain. Let's do it again.
and stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied. Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied. Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied. Still here staying over. Still calm and cool and aim. She lies here on the sofa every morning like the rain. We start to feel the love, another little night of fun. These constant slap that flashbacks of our date night down the pub. The girl is attached, so I'm heading out the back door. Hustle blow with the smokes in the flat door. So fit, they don't think she's an actor. What's her name? What's her name? Hop on that train, it's the weekend sagas. Should've stopped, but we gone too far now. Don't stop, yeah, we gone too far now. Can't stop, yeah, we gone too far now.
One more time, let's go.
Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied. Satisfied, 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 satisfied.